Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, it's Ask Her time. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and we've got some great questions for you. Oh, thank you so much for shooting us these interesting themes that all of us in Her Radio Land need to deal with on a day-by-day basis. Let's start with the first one, and boy, this one's going to resonate. All right, who should I see to help me with my mood swings? Now, first of all, when I'm answering this question, we got to look at this issue of mood swing. What did you mean by that? It's often used incorrectly. They talk about, you know, emotional ups and downs as though there's something terribly wrong here. Mood swings indeed, when in truth it's just emotions that people are playing out due to life events. It happens, right? So be careful about this. It's not like you have some big mental health issue here when you feel like you're on a roller coaster every now and then. So what are the causes of mood swings? Well, one of the most obvious is anxiety, and that's sort of tied up with fear and other issues too. But mood swings are one of those symptoms that may be a symptom of anxiety directly. So what's going on here? Well, anxiety is happening because maybe you have, well, fear. Anxiety creates fear, and fear itself is a powerful emotion. So when you're encountering a fearful thought, fear-inducing problem, what are you afraid of? Ask yourself, what's happening here? Mood swings are really, really common when you're mentally fatigued, when you're tired and you're wiped out and you're overwhelmed, and it's like, one more thing. And boy, do they happen, honey, when you're PMSed out of your brains or you're perimenopausal, because hormones and brain neurotransmitters really, really contribute to that elevator ride up and down with your emotions. Oh my gosh. So that's why it's really important to just sort of key in. Now, what can you do to control anxiety, mood swings, for instance? If you notice that you're upset suddenly, immediately stop. Just stop what you're doing and try to brainstorm, like, what's going on? Confront it. Look at every factor that happened before and after and see if your reaction was correct or incorrect to the situation. So kind of think it through, girlfriends. If you feel like you're about to have a mood swing, uh-oh, and see if you could leave the situation. Kind of leave here, if you can, mentally or physically. Give yourself a moment. Hit the pause button. Rather than immediately reacting, try not to react. Instead, respond. And that is, take a moment, pause, and then respond. Often mood swings build up upon themselves because you acknowledge them and act upon them too quickly. Uh-oh, layering effect. And then here's another thing. Another great coping mechanism when you hit those mood swings, fake the positive emotion. After you realize that you're experiencing a negative mood, faking it in a mocking way can actually get you back on track. Pretend to feel better. Fake it till you make it. It really works. So those are the easy, straightforward things that happen on a daily basis. If, however, you find that mood swings have really taken you to dark and dysfunctional places where they affect the way you live on a day-by-day basis, uh-oh, here's where you really should seek the help of a medical professional, in this case, a mental health professional, a licensed social worker who is trained to be able to help you look at this, a psychologist, even a psychiatrist. So look at this closely. If you have any questions about that, you really should sit down with your primary care provider and get a good referral. All right, enough of the mood swings, and let's get on to sleep. Question number two for Ask Her is, what are some tips to help with insomnia? Yeah, like you haven't had it out there, right? In Her Radio Land. Oh, gosh. All right. So it's complicated by so much. Why aren't we getting enough sleep? What's going on, for crying out loud? Well, there are a lot of things that go on. First of all, you know, it could be something like, well, you're drinking alcohol before you went to bed. You know that's not a great idea. That's going to mess up the quality of your sleep. So don't be doing any of that. Try to leave at least 2 hours prior to going to bed if you're going to have a glass of wine. The same thing happens with any stimulant, especially our friend caffeine. And even caffeinated tea can keep you up. It interferes with the ability to reach REM sleep and to be able to get high-quality sleep. So, oh no, we don't want stimulants later on in the day. That's not a great idea. Another thing, you know, really, honestly, is stress. You know, we as women have mental Cuisinards. That's right. We hit chop and high and throw in something to ruminate and obsess over. And honey, that's the end of your sleep right there. Do you know that the way we fall asleep at nighttime is when our stress hormone sinks below a specific threshold unique to each one of us? Well, if we're ruminating and mentally marinating, right, then that stress hormone stays above that threshold, we're never going to go to sleep. Or we fall asleep and then we wake up again and fall asleep and wake up. It's restless sleep. And that's not good either. So what's going on with the stress thing? And that's an important thing to really tackle. So here are some easy, natural sleep remedies. How about just plain lifestyle changes? Turn off the friggin' TV. And how about all those other screens and appliances that we've taken to bed with us? Yes, you're sleeping with your smartphone and your iPad and everything else that you can possibly hit a on button for. Come on, get them out of the bedroom. Try to keep a better state of sleep hygiene around you. And that means that if you really want to be able to improve your sleep, how about doing things like exercising? Did you know that doing physical activity throughout the day, increasing your activities of daily living, will actually improve the quality of your sleep? Yeah, so, you know, get off the flipping couch. Get more physically active. I didn't say exercise necessarily, although that's obviously wonderful, but just be much more physically active throughout the day. More intense the exercise, the better the sleep. And that really works well. And all of your slumber surroundings better look tranquil. You know, if you've got piles of clothes thrown on your bed and stacks of bills staring at you and your bedroom looks like a bomb went off in it. Come on. That's just going to stress us out. And as a woman, we don't need that. All right. We just don't need that. Try to make sure your bedroom is cooler, not too hot. Because if it's cool, then by definition, we'll sleep better. Ooh, make your room darker. Buy a good mattress. Use a pillow that really supports your head and neck. It's really important. Give the pillow the bend test. If you bend it in half and it stays in position, it's too floppy. Okay. And then make certain to try to filter out any funky sounds, even if you have to use a white noise machine. Or, you know, there are a lot of apps on your iPhone that will give you some beautiful sleepy noises, you know, those rolling waves by the beach and all the rest of it. Really important. And sleep on breathable linens. Lots of wonderful things you can do to be able to improve your sleep. More milk helps too. But watch out. Try not to eat a boatload of food before you go to bed at nighttime. That really messes up your sleep. At least 2 hours. At least 2 hours. All right. So this has been the Ask Her segment. We've been looking at mood swings. Now you have the lowdown. And also how to sleep. Get your Z's, ladies. And then you'll be able to control everything from appetite to the quality of your life that next day. We need that. Know what to do. Keep up that sleep hygiene. All right. Keep those questions coming in to Ask Her. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and shoot us more Ask Her questions. We love them. Whatever you do, stay well.